August 2019, Donald Trump first raised the prospect of purchasing Greenland off Denmark.
Essentially, it's a large real estate deal. A lot of things could be done. It's hurting Denmark very badly because they're losing almost $700 million a year carrying it. So they carry it at a great loss. And strategically for the United States, it would be nice.
It wasn't the first time the U.S. tried to buy the territory. Washington initially floated the idea in 1867, and in 1946 made its first real offer, a $100 million bid, which was promptly rejected by Denmark. Since then, the U.S. has continued to see Greenland as vital to its strategic interests, partly because of its vast and largely untapped underground riches. The territory's soil is thought to contain some 36 billion tons of rare earth minerals, such as graphite and lithium, vital components for emerging technologies, on which China currently has a near monopoly. Greenland also holds vast oil reserves amounting to nearly 29 billion barrels of crude, as many valuable resources that have so far widely remained untouched. The U.S. also sees Greenland's strategic position as crucial to its national security. The territory straddles several major shipping routes that are becoming increasingly valuable as the polar cap continues to melt, an area over which Washington is keen to exercise greater control in order to counter growing Russian and Chinese influence near its own shores. Greenland also sits along the shortest route for Russian ballistic missiles to reach the United States, an ideal location to deploy Trump's Golden Dome air defense systems.